This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
And on the Israel Report today, talking to Anthony Reich. Anthony, good to speak to you as always. And really the big story that from the South African perspective today is that the 39th World Zionist Conference is taking place in Jerusalem. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Bokner Tov. Just before we talk about the World Zionist Conference, yesterday I had a chat with Howard about the election that's coming up in New York City. And I mentioned that I find it very difficult to understand how Jewish groups are supporting Mamdani as the candidate, given his vehemently anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic views. Just a little thing that came out is the fact that the Satmar group in New York have officially written in their newsletter that Zoran Mamdani is a liberal Muslim and he is not anti-Semitic. That's an official view from the Satmar group in New York. And again, I find it just incredulous that that they can come out with this view. But yes, I did want to talk about the World Zionist Congress. So thank you for picking that up right away. And the reason why I wanted to raise this point is not because of what the events are that are going on in the Congress Hall, some of which are quite shameful, to be honest. Some of the things that happened yesterday are really not appropriate in a gathering like that. Lots and lots of battling, internal battling. But the fact that the World Zionist Congress is happening now in Jerusalem, let's not forget that the first World Zionist Congress was all those years back in 1897 in Basel, in Switzerland, when Theodor Herzl decided that the Jews around the world needed to have a homeland. And if we look at the term Zionism, which has been so bandied around in the press and used as a smear, as some sort of a negative term to apply to people, Then I've gone to Oxford to have a look and see what the official definition of a Zionist or Zionism is. And they say that a Zionist is a person who believes in the development and protection of a Jewish nation, interestingly, in what is now Israel. And they have to say what is now Israel, of course. But the point is that it's all about a Jewish homeland in this part of the world, here in Israel rather than anywhere else. And I don't see anything that would necessarily precipitate slurs or insults to say, oh, you're a Zionist and that's a negative thing, because I think that being a Zionist means symbolizes the idea that Jewish people can have a state of their own, which I think is a perfectly legitimate idea. And I don't think that there is anything negative or wrong with that. But then there is also this attempt, or there has been an attempt, to somehow separate Zionism from Judaism. And there are Jews around the world who say, I'm very proudly Jewish, but I am not Zionist. I don't believe in this concept of a Jewish state, and certainly not what the Jewish state presents today. And I just wonder how accurate a statement that really is, and to what extent Judaism and Zionism can be separated from each other, given the extent to which Judaism really believes in a Jewish majority in the land of Israel. I mean, it is written across the texts wherever you go, and much of the Jews' right to Israel has been based upon what's written in the Old Testament and other places in the Bible about the Jewish connection to the land of Israel. And so I just wonder to what extent we can really separate the concept of Judaism from Zionism. It doesn't mean, and I want to emphasize this, it doesn't mean that Jews necessarily have to always agree or believe in the actions that the government of Israel is taking. I think that we all have a very legitimate right to say, I believe in Israel and I believe in a Jewish state, but I don't love what the government is doing right now. Or I don't love what certain representatives of the government in terms of representing us as a Jewish people. I don't believe that what they're doing is right, but it doesn't detract from the overall concept. And I think that this discussion about Zionism is one that we need to have. And I think it's very pertinent that the World Zionist Congress is happening these days, and particularly against the backdrop that we have about Zionism and the discussion about Zionism, because I think that as much as Zionism is very much a negative term with all those connotations that has been used over the last few years so negatively, I don't think that there's anything to be embarrassed about or to be shy about to be called a Zionist. I think that if you're called a Zionist and you are a Zionist, you believe you're a Zionist, all it means is that you believe in a Jewish state in the land of Israel. And what's the issue with that? I mean, it doesn't necessarily believe that it calls upon that Jewish state to behave in a negative way, or not to cooperate with its neighbors, or not to seek out peace with those, and also means that that Jewish state has the right to protect itself when foreigners and enemies try to destroy the state and try to destroy the Jewish people. Then that state has a right to protect itself, and I think all of that is perfectly legitimate. And if it wasn't the Jews doing this, I think that any other state around the world that suffered the same type of attacks would respond at least in the same way. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that is a really important point. And, you know, some people, I think, had said, well, you know, it was time to give up on Zionism. We have Israel already. So we're done with that. But I think what, if anything, what the what the last 2 years have shown us is that they're still thinking about this in a sort of set of ideology and doing things like the World Zionist Congress is very important and requires a rethink about how these things should be run. Anthony, I mean, to talk about it from a South African perspective, I see that Rabbi Perez potentially has been made the chairman, although I'm not sure, and that hasn't actually been signed just yet. What information do you have about that aspect of the Congress and who may or may not have been elected?
Well, I did see that Rabbi Perez was being touted as being the chairman, I think that he's a very worthy candidate. And, you know, I think that he's someone who really epitomizes the ideals of Zionism. The problem is, of course, with these things, that all of these appointments are so highly politicized and that they require cooperation of groups who don't necessarily see eye to eye on things, but who come together for the sake of convenience to get different things that they want. And so if you support me to nominate Rabbi Perez, then I will support you to nominate Yair Netanyahu to be a representative, to be one of the members of the board of the World Zionist Organization. So there are lots and lots of political deals going on and lots of arguments, because in the end, some of those deals seem to fall over when people realize that others weren't necessarily adhering to it. So I think, unfortunately, that some of the discussion points within the organization kind of lost their way. I would have loved to have seen a much broader discussion along the lines of what I mentioned earlier about strengthening the term Zionism, and that when Theodor Herzl in 1897 got the group of Jews together to discuss the Zionist concept for the first time, they were discussing it without the State of Israel being in existence. And that was an entirely different view of Zionism. Now that we have the State of Israel in existence, and it is a strong state, and it is managing to defend itself, and it is coming under such virulent attacks from outside of Israel, from the international community. I think this is the time for the World Zionist Organization to stand up and to somehow help to redefine the Zionist image around the world, rather than to have these in-fight battles about who will represent which party in which particular position. I think, I mean, while the administration is very important in having the right people to represent us, and again, I very much commend Rabbi Peres's nomination, because I think he would be a very worthy person to represent the World Zionist Organization out there. The problem is that he doesn't necessarily have the same quality of people who would potentially be Moses Warden around him. And I don't know that the program is really geared towards presenting the Zionist image around the world. But, you know, that's my personal view. And luckily, I'm not involved in any of that, so I can stand back from the outside and have my say. But I would prefer to see some of that going on rather than what we saw yesterday in the halls of the Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of those. Politics is a dirty game, and so you, I guess, have to play that if you want to make things going forward. I just wanted to just circle back to your Mamdani. It was not really a circling back, actually, if I think about it, Anthony, because. The Jews of New York, you say, how can they embrace Mamdani? And it's kind of interesting because New York Jews are traditionally, actually, as most Jewish communities are, fairly Zionist. But there are these two groups. The one is the Satmar that you mentioned, who are the sort of ultra-Orthodox Haredim who don't support Zionism. But also New York is kind of the last remnants of the old socialist or Stalinist Jewish left who never supported the State of Israel. And so because those two groups are active in New York, maybe more so than anywhere else in the world, Mamdani has been able to kind of use them as a shield against his views and be able to say that, you know, he's going to be a mayor for all when, you know, he does actually come with this very sectarian view.
I agree with you. I mean, there are obviously the ultra-Orthodox Jews who are anti-Zionist, and I've never quite understood how that works, but we know who they are, and not only the Satmars, there are others as well, we know about them. But what worries me is that Mamdani has been using this whole backdrop of the war in Gaza, and where there are so many Jews around the world who have had their local area, the local sphere of influence really challenged, because people who they've counted as friends, people who are their work colleagues, people who live in their neighborhoods have stood up and have been very much opposed to what's going on, what Israel has been doing to fight the war in Gaza. Many of them have been from the river to the sea type of people, and all of a sudden Jews feel threatened in their local communities, because people who they counted as friends and colleagues and the people who they got along with have all of a sudden stood up and voiced these anti-Israel views. And Jews around the world have had to decide, do I want to stand up to these people and say, you are no longer my friend, I'm proud to be Jewish, and even though that might threaten my area in which I work or the area in which I live or what I've become accustomed to, I'm going to stand up for my Judaism, and I'm going to stand up and support Israel. And that's not always an easy thing to do. Or alternatively, are people going to say, in order to keep my existence very comfortable and in order to maintain my existing relationships with those people who are anti-Israel, I'm willing to stand up and say, as a Jew, I don't support in Israel. As a Jew, I'm not a Zionist. And I think that Mamdani has been using this backdrop, and particularly those people who feel conflicted about their Zionist and their Jewish identities, he's been using them to support him, because he stands up and says, I don't agree with what's going on in Israel, but I've got a lot of Jewish supporters who agree with me and who will support me in this election, even though they're Jewish. And it all goes to show that I'm all okay with Jews, and I'm not anti-Semitic, but I am very much anti-Zionist. And my view is that people who are anti-Zionist have an anti-Semitic base to that. That's my personal view, that anybody who stands up and makes statements against Israel, against Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, forget about Israel's actions in the war, anybody who makes statements against Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state is inherently anti-Semitic. And for me, Mamdani is one of those people.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much to Anthony Reich there on Israel Report. Slightly late for the news, but time for George.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.